Hey you. So, I haven't recorded in a bit of a while. I'm getting ready. It's been a bit of a weird week. Seasonal depression and shit. Anyway, that's not why you're here. So this one's a little bit of what I've been thinking about recently. So it's with roommates, and we both come back from like a party or something, and we're both getting ready for bed. You're in your room already, and I've just come out the bathroom. I have on like this long tee and some panties and some like long socks, but they could be like little zipper snuggle boots. And I realise that you've gone to bed, so I go to the living room and I take out my little bullet that I have in this, like, it doesn't really matter where, but like, you know, it could be just be something that I've had in a box underneath the sofa. Something like that. I don't know. Or I bought it out. So I bought that and I start to touch my shoulders and stroke my arms up and down. Move it over my stomach. And kind of stand up and hike my t-shirt up so it's around my waist. And I make sure that like, I don't hear anything from your room before I open my legs slightly and open my panties, putting them to the side a bit, and slide a finger over my pussy lips, just kind of getting the outside of it, and rub ever so gently over my clit, just to kind of touch. And then I turn my vibrator on, or the bullet on, and I put it on like the softest level I can, just to tease myself. But I'm that turned on that it's so quick, that I'm so turned on that I start to roll my hips and open my legs wider. My like breathless like moans start to escape my mouth as I start to hit the spot that I need to get me there, or to help me to get me there. And I move the bullet into a different pattern, just to kind of tease myself some more. I'm going to get this very hot. I have to take my top off. So they are removed. And it hits the floor. And I open my legs super, super wide, just so, like, I can, like, tuck down even more and move the bullet over my clit some more and on the outside of my lips and stuff. And I start to moan quite loudly at this point, because everything just feels so good. You know, like that vibration and the heat running from it onto my body. And it just feels, it just feels so amazing. And then you've opened your door and you've noticed that my t-shirt is off, but you haven't quite noticed why yet. You can hear like a vibration, but you're not too sure what it's from yet. And so you get closer to me and you see that my legs are spread wide and my bullet is on my clit. And I'm writhing, and some of the pillows are falling on the floor because I'm getting comfortable and, you know, things are moving really fast for me. And then you walk over very, very silently before, like, your breath hits my ear, which flinches me slightly. But you tell me that I'm okay, that I'm safe, and that I look really, really hot, masturbating. And that makes me nod and understand that I am safe, that I'm okay with you. And you run your hands down my stomach and kiss my neck, soft, gentle kisses, telling me that is it okay if you take over my hand to masturbate me. So I nod and gasp and kind of like my breath quickens and say, yes please, daddy. Which you smile and nod and you rub the bullet over my clit, trying to find a spot that really makes me gasp and shudder, which you find it very, very quickly because I'm that turned on. And you move it slowly for me, and my hands end up running through your hair and over your neck, just trying to touch as much of you as I can. As your hand is moving over the bullet and just moving it very, very slightly over it. And your other hand is like touching my hair and running over my stomach. And your hand then slides over my thigh and like squeezes each one because you want to feel all of me, and you tell me to let go and to enjoy the goodness, like the feel goodness that you're giving me. Or like my hips are rocking, and I tell you, like, you don't have to do this, like, you don't know how to make me come, like, I can make you come, but you're like, no, this is for you, this is for you, you need this. And I nod, and you tell me how much of, like, a good slut I am for allowing you to touch me, allowing you to make me feel good, and calling me such a pretty whore for you, which makes me gasp and shudder. And you kind of like, you laugh, but like not horrible, not condescending, like in a very, very nice tone. And you just want to make sure that I feel good for you. As you're building up to my orgasm, touching me and feeling on my thighs, and I'm caressing my thighs and caressing my bum or ass, however you'd like to call it. And you're like, just like kissing my neck and kissing as much as you can over my neck. And you whisper how much you want to see me come for you, because that's all you want. It's like you said that you've heard me come so many times in my room, but you want to be the one to make me come. And you keep moving the toy very, very softly and gently, and a bit harder because you've hit the spot, because it's made me really, really get loud for you. And you kiss my neck. And you kiss down until like you're to my thighs, and you keep moving the vibrator, like trying to get me to come on that vibrator for you. It's like you're kissing each inch of my body. When you get to my thighs, you kiss and you lick each one in turn. Which makes me put like a finger in my mouth and like suck on it, and your tongue just is just dancing all over my thigh, which makes me shudder and jolt a little. And the tingling sensation of your tongue all over me, and your hand all over me, and the vibrator all over me, all over my clit, as you're telling me and urging me to come all over the vibrator for you, because that's all you want from me. Which I'm very loud at this point, like I'm so fucking loud, like I'm telling you how much I love your tongue and your hands on me, and I keep like making sure that this is okay, and you like nod and tell me like how much like I need to let go and how much I need to come. I need to come for you. Like the good little slut I am, the prettiest slut you've ever seen. And you rub the spot that makes me gasp and shudder so fucking loud, which you continue, and you just nod and you moan and you say how much you need it. You need me to come for you. And it's like the most, like, it's just the most amazing setup to the orgasm, as I'm now holding onto your hand, and you then start kissing my lips, and you start spitting inside my mouth and telling me to come like the good girl I am, come like your good fucking girl. And I do, I come so much over that vibrator and all over you, which I kind of gush a little because it just feels that incredibly good. And you kiss my neck, and then as I'm coming, you smile and kiss my neck, and kiss over my shoulder, and kiss my lips, and you stop the vibrator as I'm rocking back and forth, just having an orgasm brush over me, and he says, and you say that you cannot wait for the next time, because the next time will be your turn. I hope that was okay. It was a bit different, but I wanted something that was me based for now. Obviously I'm gonna do more other stuff, but I hope you enjoy this one. Yeah. I hope you have a lovely day and you are valid. Thank you. Bye.